Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yo, Louis, y'all ready?
Just musically speaking.
Yo, Pedro, what's good? I'll let the music talk to ya, like Lou and P. Pedro got that vision so your mind can see. Louis got them ideas, let them out be free. We got the whole industry speaking musically. Turn it up, every episode is popping with facts. You can get behind the scenes of the acts and tracks. All the drama in between, work it out and relax. We talk about the real shit and the whack contracts. So turn it up, light it up, earpods and them beats.
It's musically speaking.
Pedro, Louis, and me. Turn it up, light it up, earpods and them beats. It's musically speaking. Pedro, Louis, and me. Let's get it. Uh-huh, uh-huh, let's go. Start the show.
Welcome to another episode of Musically Speaking, the podcast, a special edition. This is your boy, Louis. I'm here with two guests, two good friends of mine, very talented gentlemen here. Introduce yourselves. Don't be shy, okay?
Thank you, Lou. My name is Nobel Prize, and, you know, we had a politic, man.
Ask what's up, baby. And who's the other gentleman behind me?
Yeah, boy. How y'all doing, man? My name is Ray Fife, also known as D-Rain.
A.K.A. El Dominicano.
Deja lo que llueva.
What's good, yo? Listen, we just wanted to just do an episode, and I think this is part of your first podcast, right? First time recording a podcast?
This is my first.
So yeah, just, my first too, look, it's basically a conversation. That's all it is. That's what Musically Speaking is about. We just have conversations about what we love the most, and that's music. So, you know, we don't really have a script. We're kind of just going to go off the dome and just talk about whatever comes to our mind. We have some ideas of some things we wanted to talk about. One of them we were discussing was the lack of R&B groups out now, right? Because back when we grew up in music, and we're talking about what? I don't want to give out the ages. But
listen, I don't want to show my age right now.
Late I really 80s, don't want to show early my 90s, age.
Yeah.
Mid-90s.
R&B was popping.
Oh, yeah.
R&B was popping back then. Absolutely. So I remember just that was what I grew up to.
We had better music. How about that?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Let's just say that.
Are you young enough for the 80s?
I'm an old soul. I'm a young old soul, so I know a little bit of everything.
Anything the 90s up, I'm good.
I agree. I think hip hop and R&B was dope in the 90s. I think the 80s was mostly what, like 80s music, right? You consider?
No, I think from 80 to the 90s was the best time of music.
But I'm talking R&B though.
R&B, man, all the way.
Who the hell was out in the 80s in R&B?
What? Are you kidding me?
Name me one.
There was so many, man.
Don't name me somebody who's there right now.
Now, we're naming groups or we're just naming songs? Or were we just naming?
Well, I wasn't expecting us to talk about R&B in the 80s, so you got to school me.
I'm going to school you, my brother. We had, in the 80s, you remember this group called Force MDs? Mm.
That wasn't hip-hop?
No, that was not. That was an R&B group in the 80s.
I don't remember that, bro. Name me a song. Sing it.
They had Tender love, love tender.
All right.
Oh, come on now.
I'll let you live.
I know you know that.
Even people in the
90s know about
that's
that.
That's one group, though. Give me another group.
I mean, I'm not going to give you all the groups, but I'm going to let you know that there was mad songs. The best time was, it started in the, literally, seriously, like on the early, like the mid 70s.
Oh, now you're even going back to the 70s.
I'm just saying the truth. Like, I mean, you know, look at Michael when he started coming out with his stuff. You know what I'm saying? Don't stop till we get enough.
All right. Let's refocus because now you're a little bit.
All right. I'm just saying.
Let's talk about
listen.
The 90s.
I'm a young old soul, baby. I'm going to let you know.
I mean, the 90s, I feel like that's where everything really, really took place for R&B to really expand and take it to the next level.
I agree with you. I think it was a good time where we had a plethora of like so many things. You know what I mean? We had like groups, we had solo artists, we had a little bit of everything. So now we don't have that no more.
But to actually kudos on what you were saying, basically that time actually set the tone for what came after.
Oh, most
so
definitely.
So that's why R&B took it to the next level because of, you know, those artists that came before them.
Right.
So I feel that actually helped shape R&B the way it did in the 90s in a beautiful way.
That's a good point.
No, but isn't that how it always is? You know, everybody just feeds off of what was then and brings it to, you know, to the forefront of what's...
Right, because then you started getting the fusion of R&B and hip-hop.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And 90, that's where that really got created in the 90s, like the R&B hip-hop. Like that was more in that era. you know? I mean, even though there was groups like that in the 80s, but more in the 90s is where it like really expanded.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, you look at it like, you know, the players of R&Bs from the 80s are like the fathers, the forefathers.
Right.
I mean, which parent or what parent doesn't want their child to actually surpass them? So that's what R&B, you know what I'm saying? They took it to the next level. I'm talking about worldwide and much more commercialized. So, you know, it really played a excellent role for them to be able to expand.
I don't know what happened in the 2000s.
Diddy happened. That's what happened.
Things just started getting crazy.
Well, I guess we can go back. I mean, we were talking about putting together what our top five R&B groups were. I think that's really where our conversation stemmed from, right? I think we were listening to some music. I was trying to do my DJ thing in here and just show off for the guys, but we started listening to some old stuff, and that's kind of where the conversation stemmed from. Like, oh shit, I haven't heard that in a hot minute. So, you know, that we started talking about, well, you know, what groups were popping back then, and you know, we had a little bit of disagreements. We had a lot of that we agreed on. So I thought it would be fun to kind of talk about, you know, what are the top five, and not necessarily in that order, like, you know, my top one or top five, but what five R&B groups had the most influence for you that you remember growing up in that era that had the most impact? And then, you know, once we kind of talk about that, then I really want to kind of steer the conversation to why don't we have that today? Like, what's missing? What formula is missing that we don't have R&B groups out today like we did back in the 90s and 2000s? So let's just talk about, you know, some of the groups maybe that we agree on who are should definitely be like in the, you know, the GOATs, you know, the greatest of all time in R&B. You know, if I was to ask you that, you know, what is the one GOAT group that you pick, what would that be?
So I'm assuming we're all going to pick a top five and we're going to share that.
Right? I mean, let's just... I mean,
let's jump right into it. Why not?
Let's just jump into the water.
I mean, who wants to go first? Let's make it happen.
I mean, you know, it seems like you got your, you know...
You look ready. He's like, he got his hand.
I'm ready to go.
You know, he's ready to go. He got his office look. Like, come on, give it to me, baby.
Yeah, I'm ready. But the reason why is because R&B to me is so instrumental into what or how I create, you know? I mean, it basically raised me, so to speak, musically. You know, amongst other genres, but R&B really touched my soul. Like, I mean, my top five, in no specific order, I would start off with Boyz II Men.
Wait. So where would you rank them in your top five?
Oh, you want me to rank these?
I'm just curious. No, you don't have to. I'm just curious.
Me personally, yeah. Number one for me.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, I mean.
All right.
That's why? Dope. Because they were instrumental to the expansion of R&B worldwide. And they also recorded a Spanish album titled Evolución as well. And that's worthy of acknowledging. So, you know, my personal favorite song is On Bended Knees. That to me, I mean, lyrically, musically, everything. The essence of that song actually just made you just like fall in love with every aspect of that song. And, you know, me being young and not really understanding much about love, and hitting me the way it did, it just made me appreciate it more.
That is
so
dope.
So Lewis, what would be your favorite Boyz II Men song?
River Runs Dry. Mm. Yeah, I just like the vulnerability of it. It's just, it has that sliding guitar.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That was a real good song.
You can't
song.
Go wrong with a sliding guitar. You can't.
Yeah, it's just dope, man. That whole album, Boyz II Men, I think the album was called 2. That by far is my favorite Boyz II Men album of all time. I can play that from beginning to end. That's how dope it is for me. So they're my number one, actually. So, you know, we agree on something. What about you, Ray? I mean, are they on your list?
Oh, they're definitely on my list. Boyz II Men has always been my number one favorite group.
All right, but are they number one on your list?
They're number one on my list for sure.
All right.
So there you go.
So we agree. There you go.
Yeah, three for three.
All right. Cool.
I mean, since we're doing this in order, I guess I'll do mine in a specific order. My top five. Yep. I mean, so next number
wait,
two.
Wait, before you go into that, let me say what's my favorite Boyz II Men song. When it comes to Boyz II Men, all of them are my favorites. But if I had to pick one, I pick Mama. I think it was a real beautiful way to express your love to your mama. Absolutely. And there's no other group that I think has done it that well. So, yeah, Mama's my favorite.
I don't think you can go wrong with any Boyz II Men song. Right, you really can. I think they just... I mean, that since we're talking Boyz II Men, I just want to make sure we give them their due. That was true harmony. All four guys can lay it down. I love Sean Stockton.
Sean
his falsetto is, and the way he bounces up and down from that is crazy.
Y.A. was the beast in that. But Don't sleep on that bass, man.
Oh no, absolutely not.
He can actually really sing. They just always had him in the basement, but that man can really sing.
Yeah. And I think Nathan, he called him Nate, right?
Yeah, Nate was.
Yeah, I think he was the balance to me.
Yeah, he definitely was the reason why they had such a great sound.
I miss that sound though. That just all those harmonies, those arrangements. I mean that if you were to look for the definition of R&B in the dictionary, it would have to be a picture of Boyz II Men.
I can agree with that.
I will consider them the alphas of R&B in the 90s.
Have you ever had an opportunity to see them in concert?
I sure have.
You actually got to sing with them, didn't you?
Not only that I got a chance to see them, but I got a chance to even sing with them a little bit, which was,
that's awesome.
That was blessings awesome. Right there, man.
That's dope. How did that happen?
I mean, listen, man, you know, I got to be hooked, you know, they be hooking me up with the peeps, man. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I mean, you know, it was through one connection and that connection was one of the best connections I ever had. Like, I mean, you know, to get to be able to sing with one of your favorite groups of all times, I mean, I can die and go to heaven right now.
That's dope. That's real dope. All right, well, yeah, so obviously we all agree on that. So, yeah, let's kick the rest of your list. What do you got?
All right, so I'm going to definitely do it in order. Okay. I mean, so my next group would be Jodeci. Why? Because, I mean, they just had this grunginess to them in the sense that, you know, they had this style that you actually gravitated towards too, and they are responsible for a lot of baby making in the 90s.
That is true.
My personal favorite song is Fiendin'. You know what I'm saying? They could take my money, my house, and my cars. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, Fiendin' is definitely one of my favorite songs from Jodeci.
Jodeci was definitely a trendsetter group at the time. You know, they came out at the same time as Boyz II Men. Well, not at the exact same time, but they were in the same year. But they were different. They were different because they were more street,
R&B-ish.
They were more, a little more, you know,
edgy.
Edgy and just, you know, just different, man. And their sound was just like, it was a wow factor. I mean, they definitely had something about them that was like, you couldn't turn that channel off. Like, you wanted to hear and see everything they were doing.
Yeah, yeah. Any favorite member?
Oh, come on, man. I mean, Casey was the man. Like, Casey was the voice that you wanted. Even though JoJo was the man, but Casey was the voice. Like, really, that's the voice you wanted to hear. Take my money.
But you know what? You know the beauty of that is that from that group, also that beautiful duo was also born, which was Casey and JoJo.
Right.
You know, they really. You know what I'm saying?
But truly, they were the two voices. I mean, no shade.
Yeah, but you
know,
you got Devontae.
Not throwing shade,
you
but...
You know, you got Devontae, the music.
But Devontae was the writer. He was the writer slash producer.
Yeah, no deal.
So you can't, you know, you can't take that away from them either.
No, I'm not taking anything away from that group at all. But, you know, if we want to speak facts here, you know what I'm saying? Truthfully, you know, they were the voice. Like, they were the one that really, you know, did all the harmonies, all everything.
Which
you
brings
you can
me
hear
to,
it too.
Well, but before you do that, hold on. I do want to say. I mean, did you say what's your favorite song you had of Jodeci?
My favorite Jodeci song was "You and I." That was my favorite song.
I remember. I mean, one of their staple songs is "Come and Talk to Me," and that was Oof, part of their most one of their
song,
most famous ones.
That was a good. That's a good song.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
But one of the dope things for me was the spinoff of Casey and JoJo did an album later on, and that to me that was part of my most played albums CDs in my house during that period. That Casey JoJo album was crazy. So I enjoyed that a lot. But that's cool. All right, cool. So, all right, you got another one?
Yeah.
So far, that's group. Two.
All right, Drew Hill. For the simple fact that they had just amazing vocal chemistry and their song selection was by far one of my favorites, you know, especially growing up and being in high school. I mean, well, no, I was in junior high school when they, you know, when they came out with their
yeah,
thing.
Show your age. Show
but,
your age.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I had to. But one of my favorite songs was "We're Not Making Love No More." Like, just the chords and the vocal ability of Cisco and just those harmonies was just, you just gravitated towards it, you know? I mean, that's my number three.
All right, cool. What's your number?
Well, before we go into what song I liked, that group right there was a powerful group because not only that they had, you know, Cisco, but they all can really sing. you know, and they had not only just they had the singing voices, but they can dance. They had this thing about them that was just like, man, this group came to show off. Like they came to,
their videos were dope.
They came to let them know visually, I'm here. If I had to choose a song, it's hard because I like a lot of their songs, but I gotta go with their first song, man. Sleeping in my bed, messing with my head, taking my place. Especially the remix. That remix was crazy. But that, I think that's my fave, one of my faves.
Go ahead, Noble. Give us your number four.
Yeah, number four would be Jagged Edge. They also had that gutter sound, raw yet captivating presence vocally. You know, them twins was crazy. My favorite song of them is Promise. That was
I love
my
that
favorite
song.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite songs of theirs.
Ooh, my favorite song was Locked Out of Heaven. That was mine. Now that you know what's crazy, that this group right here, they were special, but they also reminded me of like Jodeci. Like they had the same situation in the sense they had the two singers and then the other two backgrounds. And you know, I think that's what was so beautiful in the 90s, because we had, like I said, a lot of groups that just were coming out, and they did, and everybody just had, you know, time to shine. Like they all had their shine, you know what I mean? And it didn't take away from neither groups. Everybody was doing their thing. So I appreciated that in the 90s.
Yeah, so, no doubt.
What was your favorite Jagged Edge song?
Where the Party At?
Where's the Party At?
Where the Party At? You see, he liked to party.
Yo, you know what? Speaking of that song, I got to credit Jermaine Dupri for like really doing a superb job with R&B in the 90s. Let me tell you.
Hell yeah.
That dude is a beast when it comes to making music.
Shout out to Jermaine Dupri. You're ready.
Yeah.
So my fifth.
What's your fifth and last?
My fifth and last would be En Vogue.
Ah, nice. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta big up my women. You know what I'm saying? They were considered trendsetters because they fused their music with, you know what I'm saying, the style of dressing. What woman in the 90s you saw that did not emulate, you know, En Vogue? That's how I used to see it, you know? And they were considered the top five highest selling acts of that time. You know what I'm saying? So they were, listen.
I mean, they were one of the most powerful voices. I mean, their voices were ridiculous.
They were the baddest. I'm telling you. Like,
those,
you know,
harmonies and
they were gorgeous.
They were
as well.
All beautiful. That was black power right there all day.
Absolutely. For sure, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
beautiful women.
My favorite song is Don't Let Go.
My favorite song is Don't You Wanna
That's the
Be.
One.
Okay, that's yeah, I'm with you, my brother.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Listen. Like, you know, the videos was fire too. I love it. And that's my top five, guys. There you go.
Hey,
right,
well, that was pretty good. Good top five,
that deserves
brother.
An applause.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dope.
All right, you want to go next, Martinez? Or
no,
or
no,
you want to take the table?
Yeah, you the guest, baby.
All right,
do your thing.
I'm the guest. All right. We're already all established that Boyz II Men is the number one. So we all got Boyz II Men on our top. So I'm going to go with my second.
All right, do
you? Which is kind of hard to choose. But if I had to choose, I'd say 112.
Okay.
Was another group that I really, really admired because they all were another set of gentlemen that can sing. And their harmonies were crazy. And they just had a different style of R&B, and I loved it. Yeah, man, my favorite song from, I got too many, but I'm going to go
dope.
With Peaches
That's dope.
Cream.
I mean, I remember them, of course, you know, I think the cool things about them is that their lead singer, Slim, had that distinctive voice, right? You
right.
knew when he sang,
you knew
it was a
112
song,
right.
Yeah, you knew it was Slim. and that's dope, you know, and I think, just to harp back on, you know, as we're listening, as we're talking about these favorite groups, one key thing is I think all of them had that, right? All of them had voices that were distinguishable. If you heard it, you knew Wanye. You know what I'm saying? You knew a Cisco voice.
Right. You knew KC's voice. I mean, these are voices that you know that once you heard them, you know that's exactly who that was.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you consider that a necessary formula in R&B?
I mean, having a trademark is always good. You know what I mean? To have something that nobody else has.
It definitely helps.
It definitely, you know, puts you on a pedestal.
But do you think that's necessary, like for R&B today?
I think that's what's lacking. I think that's what we don't have. I mean, you know, we don't have somebody that that you could be like, okay, that's that person. Like, everybody now, I think, is sounding all the same, kind of, you know? Truthfully, there is no R&B songs like from the, like what we had in the 90s, you know? Like, we don't hear that type of singing anymore, you know? And it's rare when you do hear it, you know? You know, you can pick them with your hands now.
Yeah, that's before, really
you,
true.
Before, you wouldn't even know where to go or where to start.
So, since you stated your favorite 112, my favorite 112 song is Thinking of You with B.I.G.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, they had a lot of good. I liked Only You. That was dope. That's cool. All right, cool. So, what is your number three?
Number three will have to be As Yet.
Oh man. Okay.
These group of gentlemen.
Those vocals.
These guys can sing their butts off, man. My favorite singer was Mark Nelson. I mean, this dude's voice, which, if I know a lot of people don't know this, he actually was a Boyz II Men member. Yes, he was a Boyz II Men member, and something happened. I don't know exactly what it was, but, you know, they ended up not, they parted ways for some reason, and, you know, he formed this other group, which became an amazing group as itself. Didn't, you know, have the Boyz II Men status, but, you know, they were definitely big and amazing. And their vocals was just crazy.
Yeah, especially that guy. I don't know who it was. He had that.
Oh, that bottom, man. Oh, yeah. My God. And can go all the way to the.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, they're from Philly, just like Boyz II Men.
Right,
too,
right.
So.
They were from Philly.
Yeah.
My favorite song from them was Last Night. That was like.
I was inside of you last night. While making love to you.
I saw the stars, the
moon. Yeah. That was dope.
Oof.
Definitely. Right,
That's a nice one. All right, cool.
What was your favorite?
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite song?
I would say Hard to Say I'm Sorry.
Yeah, that's another good one. Yeah. I think those were their two biggest hits.
Yeah.
They had a couple, but that was
Dope. Yeah, I like both those songs. That's cool. So that was your number four, right?
No, that was my number three. Now moving forward. The next group I'm going to mention is another male group named Silk.
Oh, that was the name. Silk, yes.
Silk was, oh my God, one of those groups that was just like amazing. Which, another one that had a voice that was just crazy and just.
Yeah, what was the short guy's name? He was the lead singer, right?
I don't remember his name though, but they were amazing, man.
Yeah.
He was definitely the voice of the group for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though honestly they can all sing their butts off, like all of them. Their harmonies were crazy. I remember they did they sang the what was it in Arsenio Hall. This was I'm kind of showing my age right now, but but they were on Arsenio Hall and they sang the natural anthem, and oh my God, they did a cappella. They murdered it, like in a good way. Like they killed it. I've been trying to find that forever and I still haven't been able to find that.
And for those who don't know, Arsenio Hall was like R&B hip hop's Jay Leno or David Letterman. I mean, right. that was the show to be on. And if you were on that show, you know, that was one of the highlights of your career. Yeah. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah, that was
and
dope.
Everybody knows them by their number one hit, which is Let Me Lick You Up and Down Till You Say Stop.
Yeah, baby.
Freak me, baby. All right, that was my favorite song from them. But they had tons. They had a couple of that I really, really liked. But that was one of the ones that everybody knows.
Yeah, for sure. Did you have a favorite song of theirs? No.
That was one of them, and I also liked I Can Go Deep.
I don't remember that one. Okay, that's dope.
That's a good one.
All right, now I want to go. I would have wanted to go with some more male group, but I got to show some love to the ladies. There was this group by the name Total.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oof, they were amazing. They were like this hip-hop, like, you know, street girls that were just, I don't want to curse, but you couldn't mess with these females. These females were like tough. But they were trendsetters. They came and just knocked it out the park, man. And they had that song, "Tell Me What You Want From Me. Take a look at what you see. Let me know if this right here, something you can..."
Yeah, that's dope.
Yo, that was...
That's where Mace was at.
That was my favorite song right there. That was like...
Mace was on that song.
Right, Mace was on that song.
Yeah, that was on Mace's album. That was on Mace's album. Now, the members, I remember, wasn't Tiny one of the members? I think it was Tiny, which is T.I.'s, I don't know.
No, she wasn't on that group.
Wasn't it Total?
That's you talking about
Escape. I'm talking about Escape. I'm talking about Escape. Okay, I got you. Okay, cool. All right, so drum roll, please. Let's talk about your number five.
My number five. Wow. I gotta say, Belle Biv DeVoe, man. That girl is poison.
I don't know about that, bro.
Man, they were the first group to break out into doing songs like the songs that they were doing, like. Nobody was doing it.
Yeah, I agree with that. They were trendsetting.
Their voices
were
crazy. I mean, think about it. They come from another group, which was, you know, one of the first
New Edition, of course.
Yeah, the first group that was out at the time that was a full.
Right. New Edition was like our Jackson 5.
Right. Like, and they were amazing. You know what I mean? But when they started branching out and doing their own thing, you know, when Bobby Brown went out, did his own thing, Rob Transcend did his own thing, these guys decided to stay together and make it happen, man.
Yeah, nah, that's dope.
You know, they had songs like Poison. They had Do Me Baby. Yeah. I mean, they had tons of songs, man, that was just tough.
Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons they don't make my list is because I mean, there's only one R&B singer in that group, really. I mean, the other two guys don't really sing.
But this is the thing. They were the only trio at the time. I mean, there wasn't a lot of trio, if you think about it. It was always like either four or five guys.
Very true. Yeah, very true.
You know, this is the first group that was at least, you know, three males.
You got three T's. Michael Jackson's nephews.
That came down in 2000.
That was 2000s, bro.
2000, my brother. That was like early 2000 or either early 2000 or either like in 1999 type.
Wait, you don't make me fact check.
All right, go over it. Yeah, let's go and fact.
I mean, New Edition would have made my list too, but I think they had their peak in the 80s.
Right. But if we had to go like, you know, to three O's, like you had
Don't mention another group, because you might be on my list.
All right. So that's it. That's I gotta say that's my last and fifth.
To answer that, 3T's was, they released that song in 1995.
Mid-95. Okay. I mean, I had to be in the '90s, like late '90s.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you prove you know. You prove me wrong. No. I stand corrected.
All right. I'm gonna go through my list, if that's okay.
All right, go ahead.
It'll be short because I think we share a lot of them. Obviously Boyz II Men is my number one. My number two is Drew Hill. We kinda talked about that. My number three is Jodeci. We talked about that. But two that are on my list that weren't on your list. So my number four is Shy.
Mm.
And look, that to me, that was an introduction for me to R&B in the 90s, you know, because who didn't know, you know, their staple song, you know, If I Ever Fall in Love.
Right.
It's important to me because it's the song that I sang as an aspiring singer, right, to either audition for groups, to kind of get on the map. So, and that was my first kind of intro into R&B and learning harmony, you know, because it's an easy song to kind of learn harmony to. So that song is very important to me. That group is very important to me. I listened to the album. All I remember front to back. I remember how the album cover looks. Mm. I had the CD. I had the cassette. So, you know, that was a big influence in my life. And any favorite songs out of Shy?
Mine was Comforter.
Oh, yeah. That was dope.
That was my favorite.
That was dope. Yep.
I mean, mine would be If I Ever Fall in Love Again. Definitely.
I love that. All right. So let's get to my number five, even though, you know, I think they're going to be a number one for me, kind of almost with Boyz II Men because of their impact. And the number five for me is a girl group called TLC. And they are, you know, they've had tons and tons of hits. They were breaking barriers. You know, they had, you know, T-Boz, and they had
Left Eye,
you know, who passed away, you know, kind of mid-career. The Beautiful and Talented, what's her, I forgot her name, Chili. Yeah, absolutely. Their combination of R&B and hip hop was so dope. Their songs were infectious. And there's too many hits to name, but one of the ones that affected me the most was their song called Waterfalls.
Yes.
And it was really, you know, back then it was a story that was addressing HIV and AIDS, and the way they used their platform to talk about that in our community was key, right? Because not, you know, a lot of folks in our community, you know, people of color, you know, had a hard time dealing with that. And to have, you know, superstars like that, you know, make it cool to wear condoms and to talk about sex, you know, all that stuff was impactful to me. And you know, I put them up there with Boyz II Men in terms of maybe not their talent, but I would impact. Right.
They definitely. I mean, they came gun swinging. I mean, they were an amazing trio, and they all had this thing about them. Each and one of them had this thing about them that was just so special, that made that group so special, is what they brought together, and the relationship they had as a group.
Yeah, and
indeed, I mean, rest in peace, Left Eye. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
One of my favorites is Creep. Mm. That song's fire.
So I creep. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And they were one of those groups that, again, had that distinctive voice. T-Boz just had that raspy vocal that you can't deny. And then Chilli just comes in and balances it out with, you know, and she when she jumps on the B sections of a song, you know it's her. You feel that. You know what I'm saying? And Left Eye with her raps, you know what I'm saying? She kind of balanced it all out. And they were just, there was nothing out there like that. You know, there wasn't another TOC out during that time.
They actually made it cool, because before it was just hard for certain groups that want to do songs for the kids. And they made that cool. You know what I'm saying? I remember watching Nickelodeon, all that, and they used to come and rap to that.
It just made
it cool, you know, like even for kids to actually see that an R&B group like that is actually taking time to do music for us. That's fire.
I mean, my favorite song, even though they were shitting on us men, was Scrub.
but the men had pigeons.
Yeah. But I mean, it took a while for them to try to figure that out. But
I think that group was called Sporty Thieves.
I definitely give those guys credit for trying. TLC had them on Smash, man. They smashed that. And I give them nothing but props.
If you from New York, you were rocking with that heavy. 100%.
I was rocking more their song than I was rocking that one. You know, even though they were talking about us, but you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to take that.
Cool.
There's a lot of bad men out there.
Yeah. Cool fact is, I know that one of the girls from Escape co-wrote that song. Scrubs. I forget her name, man.
I mean, there were so many talented females in that group.
Yeah.
Escape, which is another amazing group, by the way.
Honorable mention, for sure. Right.
They were amazing, and they had tons of good songs. But they were all very talented. I mean, not just some of them can write and produce. So there was a lot of things going on with that group right there.
But going back to what Lewis initially said at the beginning, you know, with the climate of R&B today, now, remember how I stated that normally anything that came before always influences what's going on now. So even, see, we mentioned No Scrubs, correct? That song influenced one of the biggest hits of this time right now, which was Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. It was through that song that he stated in one of his interviews that he took that idea to make that song. And if you notice that that part where he says, "Girl, what is it? Girl, you know I want your love." That's that part is the cadence of No Scrubs. You see, and then so sing the Scrubs. You understand? So you sing the Scrubs cadence is the same thing. So yeah, and if you notice that in the credits, they're there. You know?
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's actually a fun fact there.
Eye opener.
Oh no, I do my research, brother.
Yeah, I see.
And by the way, the songwriter I was talking about, the member of Escape, her name is Candy Burris.
Mm. Okay. Yes. She is awesome.
Yeah, so and she's paid.
You know, right.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
You roll Scrubs, you paid.
Now, let me tell you something, man. The beauty of the 90s though is that there were, I mean, we're mentioning just five of our favorites, but there were tons
Oh, for sure.
Of groups back then, like tons. Like there were so many that we can name right now, but it's, you know, just take too much time.
This podcast will end tomorrow morning at 8:30. Yeah.
This will end like, you know, this has to be like 2 or 3 days of, but that's how many they were. Now it's like you don't have that at all. Yeah. You can't really name your R&B group that's out right now.
It's kind of hard to do that.
I can't think of
right, but
one,
if yeah. I tell you to name me names of groups from the 90s, you'll name me 1,000.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? But this is the reason why we're having this conversation, because we do not have that right now. Like we don't have those influences that we've had when we were growing up. And you know, the kids of today, they're growing up to like, I don't even know what they're growing up to, because the music of today, I don't feel like it's good.
I mean,
if you sit a young person next to you, they will probably have a different opinion on that.
Of
right?
course.
He's absolutely correct, because I'm sure that old heads before us thought the same thing about us. Right. So it's you know, the climate of music always changes. So we're looking at the young ones like the way the old heads used to look at us. You know what I'm right. saying? Like, oh, look at that hippity hoppity thing. You know what I'm saying?
Look at that hippity hoppity thing there.
At some point, you know, you have to kind of like cipher like what it is because even if the 90s they were saying that, but they can appreciate some of the stuff that they were doing, because truthfully, it wasn't taking away, like it wasn't changing as much as what they were doing. You know what I'm saying? There was still a lot of good singers. There was a lot of good music happening. It was, you know, it was a little more, you know, a little more raw, a little more street.
I agree with you. But, you know, back in the day, they were very prideful with their music. So if you listen to a Marvin Gaye, they come from that time. And then they hear a Usher, which Usher, amazing artist. They're going to be like, that's not R&B. That's not that. You know what I'm saying? Marvin Gaye, you know, Teddy Pendergrass, that's my stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right. So like I said, it's just all about times. Like, you know, the youngins now, they're listening to their music, but it's something big to them, you know? So okay. I respect it.
All right, now give me something that you can say that the 90s influenced like the music of today. I think it's hard to have that conversation, because I wouldn't know what. Especially now that the music is so different. It's like, it's not even, you don't even have to be a good singer anymore. Like, you don't even have to be, you know, you don't even have to be, have good lyrics. You just have to have a good sound and a good hook, I guess.
I mean, that's actually a good point. But if you look at it this way, a lot of these songs from now sample a lot of things from back in the day.
Oh,
and not necessarily the 90s. I mean, music always recycles at some point. Yeah. So, and we talked about this, you know, recently, kind of offline, about Michael Jackson's influence on a ton of artists, and we can easily, at our age right now, we can name 10 artists that are influenced easily by Michael Jackson.
Oh, most definitely.
Right. So, who was Michael Jackson influenced by? I mean, we're talking about
James Brown.
Yeah.
Who else? James Brown was definitely
the famous dancer. We'll come back to it. There's a dancer that I remember Michael in an interview talked about who influenced him, you know, including James Brown. So I guess my point is that it always recycles. So even though that in today's music, maybe we can't reference a 90s artist, but maybe we can reference an 80s or a 70s sound. Same thing for hip hop. You know, back in when we were growing up in the 90s, you know, groups like Tribe Called Quest were sampling, you know, old R&B or jazz albums.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it all kind of recycles itself. And in due time, I think we will see some of these 90s artists that we just talked about, our top fives, kind of show up in new music that comes, you know, maybe in the next decade. Don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it I think it's always going to find its place. One thing I've always learned, the gem I've always been given, is that, you know, great music lasts a lifetime. Good music is for the moment. You know what I'm saying? But great music lasts a lifetime. And those are the songs that influence artists and folks who love music from years to come.
Those are the songs that last to the end of time. Like, those are the songs that you're always going to remember no matter how old they get. It's never old. It's like, you know, it's good. It's like wine.
I mean, the beauty thing about R&B, to be honest, I mean, we don't have R&B groups, but we still have R&B acts. Whether they're underground or anything like that, I can name a few that right now are doing a superb job to keep the R&B genres, you know, somewhat relevant.
For sure. It's a beloved genre. And you know.
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of great R&B songs out there, but I'm saying there's no more groups.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know what I mean? I think that we don't have the same, you know, I think the closest person we have of giving us like somewhat of that feel is, and I don't think he's giving us all that, but he's giving us enough, I could say is Bruno Mars. If I have to pick someone, that's the person I could say that still gives you that flavor of like, you know, 90s R&B, fusing it with what's
especially today. His newest project, right? Where Anderson
right,
Park.
Right. Oh my God, oh, yeah, that was amazing. Like that song is so crazy and it's so, I feel like it's still not, I think it's still too much of his time. Like I think this song should have came out even.
Yeah, for you sure.
But I'm dying to hear that full album. I mean, I'm waiting for that full album to come out because I want to see what else they got going on, because that song right there was just...
No doubt. Yeah. Well, as any music heads, we can talk about this for days and days. So we're going to wrap this up.
Right!
Yes, sir. Well, this wraps up this episode of Musically Speaking, the podcast. Please be sure to like, subscribe, tell a friend, and keep listening. We will catch you on the next one. Peace.
Later!
Thank you for tuning in to Musically Speaking with your hosts, Luis and Pedro. Be sure to visit musicallyspeakingpodcast.com for show notes, past episodes, and our blog. Please subscribe, like, or share with a friend. Till next time.